This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Many Syrian refugees who come to the United States are resettled in cities that get federal funding, funding meant to help them start their new lives here. But sometimes they move out of those cities. And when they relocate to parts of the country that aren't part of the federal program, it can be a juggling act. Alice Daniel reports from Fresno, California.
Kifiani.
Layla Darwish looks up from the sidewalk and greets a Syrian woman waving down from her second-floor apartment. Darwish works part-time for Fresno Interdenominational Refugee Ministries, or FIRM, but she pretty much spends all her waking hours helping Syrians who have just moved to Fresno. Like Mohammed Bashan, who lives in one of the apartments here with his wife and five kids. The family came to the U.S. after fleeing Syria and then living in a refugee camp in Jordan. Bashan says he came to Fresno because of the large and welcoming Arab-American community, but he was still worried. When refugees leave a resettlement area like San Diego, or in Bashan's case, Turlock, the resources don't travel with them. Darwish interprets for him.
Because they didn't know where to start or where to begin. And in the beginning, there was a local mosque that helped them just network with people. And then once FIRM came in, we started taking them to the DMV to get their permits, their driving lessons.
A few decades ago, Hmong refugees from Laos crammed into this cluster of low-rent apartment complexes. The apartments run about $450 for a two-bedroom unit. But there are drawbacks. Rental deposits are high, says Darwish.
Because they don't have a credit history and because they don't have a rental agreement history, they have to pay anywhere from like $600 to $900 deposit, double.
And the area isn't always safe.
There have been a number of attacks from the neighborhood gangs, from anywhere from throwing stones, knives. The police have been called lately.
FIRM director Zach Dara says he's partnering with local Islamic cultural centers, churches, and advocacy groups to help Syrians find better housing. He also relies on donations.
The dollars are very challenging, you know, and it's also because it's a polarizing issue. I've spoken at places that blatantly do not agree with the work that we're doing.
About 200 Syrians have migrated on their own to Fresno, most in the past year. Some have found jobs in a local chicken processing plant. Dara expects more refugees.
I've gotten calls from Indiana, from Florida, from Texas.
There are lots of volunteers to help. People have donated cars and their time, like Kathleen Shavor Bergen. She's part of Fresno's large Armenian community. Her grandparents fled to Aleppo, Syria, during the genocide. Now, she regularly visits and cooks meals with several Syrian families.
It's really the least I can do. They opened their arms to my family, and now I'm opening my arms to theirs.
There's been enough of a migration here that the International Rescue Committee was considering Fresno as a future resettlement city. But that was before President Trump's travel ban put the refugee program on hold. In Fresno, I'm Alice Daniel for Marketplace.